Pro Group Management. Workers' comp that works for you.
Welcome to an all-new Nevada Newsmakers. I'm Mike Draper, a partner at Argentum Partners, filling in for Sam Shad. We have a really fun show today with Chad McWinney, the CEO and co-founder of the McWinney Group. They're the owners of the Calameva Resort, one of the most historic resort properties in the country. And we're going to hear what they have in store for the revitalization and renovation of that property. Stay tuned.
As you know, Reno is booming. Toll's development company is helping it grow with insightful design and development, building community with every project, adding beauty, adding excitement, emphasizing our shared humanity. Reno is becoming bigger. Toll's development is helping it become better, more livable, more enjoyable. To learn more, go to tollsdevelopment.com. tollsdevelopment.com.
Story County is leading Nevada. Home of the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center, Google, Tesla, Panasonic, and other world-leading companies. Story County provides thousands of tech, advanced manufacturing, and logistics careers for Nevadans. We're diversifying and driving Nevada's economy and generating millions in tax revenue and billions in economic activity across northern Nevada. Story County is leading Nevada's future.
I've been a doctor for over 30 years, and I'm committed to getting my patients life-saving care. So when I hear Sam Brown say one thing and his record says another, I have to speak out. Sam Brown supports allowing states to ban abortion, even in cases of rape, even to protect the life of the mother. We need senators focused on improving health care, not someone like Sam Brown who wants to make decisions for my patients.
Wynn Senate is responsible for the content of this ad.
Like a traditional handmade basket, retail is woven into the fabric of life in Nevada. From big box to mom and pop, retail supports our communities in countless ways. Jobs for the disabled, team uniforms for kids, help for the elderly, and so much more. Retail employs over 1 in 10 workers. Retail supports Nevada, and we support retail.
RANNV.org.
This is Nevada Newsmakers with host Sam Shad, a no-holds-barred political forum. Now, from the Nevada Newsmakers broadcast headquarters, here is Sam Shad.
Welcome to Nevada Newsmakers, filling in for Sam Shad. I'm Mike Draper, a partner at Argentum Partners, and I'm here today with our guest, Chad McWinney, who's the co-founder and CEO of the McWinney Group, the owners of the Calameva Resort at Lake Tahoe. We're going to have a fun discussion today. Chad, thanks for joining us.
A pleasure, Mike. Happy to be here.
Chad, so for those that aren't familiar, can you tell us a little bit about the McWinney Group and what you guys do?
Sure. McWinney is a real estate investment and development company founded in Colorado in 1991. We're a team of about 170 associates. We have a national footprint, and one of our projects that we're doing now is the Calameva Resort in Lake Tahoe.
Now, before we get to the Calameva, one of the projects that I think is really fascinating that I know you've earned a lot of credibility and acclaim for is Union Station in Denver. Can you tell us about that project, Chad?
Sure. McWinney is the co-developer and general partner of the redevelopment of Denver Union Station in downtown Denver. And it's a historic train station that was built originally in 1881. And we revitalized it and brought it back to life in July of 2014. The last remodel before that was July of 1914. And so actually 100 years in the making. And it's really become the heart and soul of downtown Denver.
Well, speaking of 100 years in the making, I know that that McWinney Group, about a year and a half or so ago, a couple years ago, bought the Calameva Resort up at Lake Tahoe, a property that sat vacant for the last decade and more. Tell us about that property and how that came about, Chad.
Sure. We've often really admired Lake Tahoe and its beauty and recreation. I've traveled there as a kid. And one of our investors, Hayes Barnard, lives in Lake Tahoe and asked me to come up and go for a little walk with him. And he said, growing up as a kid, he used to go to the Cal Neva with his family and friends. And it was really a great spot to hang out. And he was disappointed that it had been closed for the last 12 years and said, I'd really like to be part of helping revitalize this project and bringing it back to life. And so we looked into it. Mr. Ellison had bought it out of bankruptcy and we heard might be selling the property. So we put together a group of investors to acquire the property in an off-market transaction, and then have spent the last couple of years meeting with the community, having over 100 community meetings, working with the TRPA to really create something that Tahoe can be very proud of.
So that's obviously a very historic property, much like some of the other properties that McWinney has helped to revitalize and restore. Tell us about sort of the vision for that property and maybe even a little bit about the history of that property for those that don't know.
Sure. The history of the property goes all the way back to 1926. It's the only property in the world, from our understanding, that's built on a state line. So about 95% of the property is in Nevada. About 5% of the property is in California. And it was originally done during Prohibition because alcohol at the time was regulated by the states. And so when the inspectors would come out for Nevada, they would move the alcohol to the California side. And when the California inspectors would come out, they'd move the alcohol back to the Nevada side. And in 1931, it became the first legal casino in America through the Nevada State Board of Taxation, actually before the Nevada Gaming Commission. And then in the early 1960s, Frank Sinatra bought the property and really helped bring it to its glory days. The Rat Pack often performed there, frequent guests like JFK and Marilyn Monroe, et cetera. And then after Frank no longer had ownership of the property, it really didn't have a lot of the investment that it used to have and really fell into disrepair, where it eventually closed down about 12 years ago. And our goal is to really revitalize Cal Neva and bring it back to its glory days, but with an eye to the future. So we want to pay a nod to the past, but really enter into a new chapter, a new era for Cal Neva going forward. And we're excited to do that.
Now, I've heard stories or rumors about tunnels from the casino to some of the bungalows, maybe linked to some of the aforementioned names that you mentioned. And other stories, really cool stories about the history there with the Frank Sinatra Theater and some of the things around that. How much of that do you plan to integrate into the revitalization and restoration of that property?
That's a great question. And our goal is to really re-energize, honor everything that's there. And so, for example, the Frank Sinatra Theater, I spoke with representatives of Frank Sinatra Enterprises, and they said that was Frank's baby, that he personally, with hammer and nails and some help, built that theater. And at the time, there was no amplified sound. He wanted the best theater he could find in the world where he didn't have to use amplified sound for his voice. And that's why it's the size it is. Obviously, when you hear about the tunnels, they're true. There was tunnels put into Cal Neva to be able to move people around the property without being seen. For example, a couple of weeks ago, I was back there walking the property, and one of our construction workers, as we're in there doing some demolition and restructuring and stuff like that right now, walked me through one of the tunnels, and they said, "Hey, check it out. There's copper lining on these tunnels." And I was like, "Why would there be copper lining on these tunnels?" And they said, "Because certain people didn't want listening devices to be able to hear through the walls." So the walls in the tunnel and are all covered with copper. I actually have videos of it. So there's just cool stories like that, a lot of history there. And our goal is to preserve as much of that as we can and then really pay a nod to the future going forward.
Chad, great conversation. I want to continue the conversation and hear what some of the plans are right when we get back from commercial break.
Sounds good.
We'll be back on an all-new Nevada Newsmakers.
ProGroup Management specializes in providing industries with the necessary components to satisfy and exceed workers' comp requirements. Every business has unique needs and specific regulations. ProGroup Management stays ahead of the curve, providing up-to-date services to keep your industry in top form. Discover how we simplify your tasks, improve efficiency, and reduce expense to keep you moving in a positive direction. ProGroup Management. Workers' comp that works for you.
Truck drivers are some of the hardest working people you'll meet, delivering over 70% of America's freight and 92% of Nevada's. When there's a natural disaster, they're delivering critical supplies to help those communities recover and rebuild. Every sector of the economy and our nation's military rely on truck drivers. So let's take a moment to say thank you. On the open road or city streets, our truck drivers are rolling to make our economy and our nation stronger. Trucking moves America forward.
What do you count on? You count on your power every day. At NV Energy, we've always powered what's important to you. But we're not looking at the past. We're focused on the future. While our standards are high, our rates will remain low. And our commitment to renewables isn't just meeting standards, but leading the way. Because you can count on more than just your power. You can count on the company who brings it to you. That's our promise. You can count on it.
The Nevada Builders Alliance has been protecting the interests of the construction industry for over 50 years. Our programs save members thousands of dollars every year and allow them to provide much-needed benefits to their employees. Our industry also allows Nevada to grow. If you're thinking about a career in the construction industry, reach out. And if you haven't thought of a career in construction, what are you waiting for? We are the Nevada Builders Alliance.
This is Nevada Newsmakers.
We're back on an all-new Nevada Newsmakers, filling in for Sam Shad. I'm Mike Draper, a partner at Argentum Partners, and I'm here today with Chad McWinney, the co-founder and CEO of the McWinney Group, the owners of the historic Calneva Resort up at Lake Tahoe. Chad, again, thanks for joining us. We were talking a little bit about sort of the nod to the past and a look to the future for the Calneva Resort. Obviously, that's a very historic property, not just in Nevada, but across, from a national standpoint as well. Can you tell us a little bit about what that vision is for the property as it goes forward? How much will be restored and revitalized, that kind of thing?
Sure. Our goal is that this property will be of Lake Tahoe. We chose to partner with Proper Hotels. McWinney has a long relationship with Proper Hotels. We own the Proper Hotel in Austin, Texas, and also the Proper Hotel in Santa Monica, California. And we think Proper Hotels is one of the best hotel brands in the world, definitely up and coming. And what we like about Proper is every hotel is unique to the local market. And so, the Proper Austin is very different than Santa Monica, and Lake Tahoe will be very different than Austin, for example. And so the designers and our team have spent a tremendous amount of time understanding the history of Lake Tahoe, understanding the history of Calneva, and really authentically meeting with, I think, over 100 different community meetings right now to understand what the local community wants. We believe if you want to create a great place for tourists, you have to create a great place for locals. And so we're really authentically trying to understand what the locals in northern Lake Tahoe want. And a lot of that will be carried through in our operations, in our design, and how we revitalize a lot of the what was once there before, like the Sinatra Theater, the casino, the Indian or Native Room, et cetera. As well as we'll be doing some new things like health and wellness building and things like that.
So, Chad, that part of Lake Tahoe, as we're talking about, and for those that don't know, in southern Nevada, North Lake Tahoe, that part, particularly where Calneva was hit pretty hard over the last two decades by, challenging economic conditions, tribal gaming, things like that. And I think lost nearly 1,000 hotel rooms over the last two decades. Why do you think that part of Lake Tahoe, we've got, such a gem and a beautiful recreational asset in Lake Tahoe. Why do you think that part of Lake Tahoe has seen such a challenge, and why is this project going to succeed where others haven't?
Sure, I can't speak to the past on why something may not have worked, other than I can say that the economy is strong in Lake Tahoe, especially in northern Lake Tahoe. And we put together a group of high net worth investors. We're not using any institutional capital on this asset. And our goal is to own this asset forever. That's the mindset we have going into it. So it's going to be structured appropriately for the long term. We're not going to manage this property month by month or quarter by quarter. This is a very long-term investment for McQuinney and our investors. And our goal is to first and foremost have a really truly beautiful asset that is part of the North Lake Tahoe community and something that the entire community can be proud of. And we think that if you want to create a great place for people, don't just look at how you create it, but look at how it's owned. We have an ownership group here that really, really cares. We call it conscious capital and thinks very long term, not short term.
Now, the Calneva, I think, was around 200 rooms, had the Frank Sinatra Theater, had some restaurants, some bungalows, things like that. How much of that will be restored and revitalized as you guys move forward?
Sure. Everything that's there now will be restored. Some of the old cabins, which are really dilapidated and physically could just not be put together, are going to be rebuilt on the property. And when it's all said and done, it'll be 216 keys with the addition of about a 45,000 square foot health and wellness building. All of this taking place in what was already approved for the property many years ago. We're not asking for any increased density or any increased zoning or anything like that. And right now, the property just drains into the lake. It's not a good thing for Lake Tahoe. And our goal is to completely recapture all the water, make sure it's the lake is protected. And this will be a big enhancement to the area.
How much will be accessible by the public? I.e., some of the facilities, public wants to come in and do a day pass in the Health and Wellness Center or see a show in Frank Sinatra Theater. Is this something that'll be accessible to everybody?
Yes. Yeah. This is a community asset. It'll be open to the public. We'll have, I think, 7 different food and beverage operations, health and wellness building with a spa and yoga and fitness. And you'll be able to mountain bike from the property. You'll be able to access the lake through Speedboat Beach. It's truly one of the best pieces of property on Lake Tahoe, and North Lake Tahoe in particular is we've spent a lot of time meeting with the community there, just understanding what they want, and we're incorporating as much of that as we can into the property.
What are some of the things that you've heard from the community that they want to see there?
The number one thing that we heard is what they didn't want to see. They didn't want to see the property torn down. Whether it's the Frank Sinatra Theater, the historic Indian Room, casino, et cetera, they wanted all that preserved. And so, McQuinney as a company has done a lot of adaptive reuse before. You have to go in eyes wide open because you never know exactly what you're going to find, especially when you're dealing with a 100-year-old building. But our goal is everything that is there today is going to be maintained and restored. And then we will add some new elements all within the existing entitlements.
Chad, let's come back and talk about timeline. This is an exciting project and appreciate you joining us this morning.
Thanks, Mike.
We'll be right back on an all-new Nevada Newsmakers.
Here on 7 at 7, we're bringing you the local headlines in just 7 minutes.
We've got you covered in the morning, evening, and for all breaking news in between and as it happens.
Life is busy, and we don't waste your time. Join us for local news now streaming on our YouTube page.
Hit the open road on a brand new Harley or win a bundle of cash during the $250,000 Harley-Davidson giveaways at Carson Valley Inn. Thousands in weekly giveaways, plus multiple grand prize winners, including cash and 7 brand new Harleys, now at the Carson Valley Inn.
Welcome to the Winnemucca Big R.
Hi, I'm John Walker. Welcome to Big R Lovelock.
Hi, I'm Rich Martin. Welcome to Fallon Big R.
My name is Braden. Welcome to Big R Fernley. Hi, I'm Kelly. Welcome to Big R Sparks.
They want us to believe we only have two options. That's just not working anymore. I've never been a follower. I'm a businessman and entrepreneur. I'm ready to forge a new path to secure our future. One that keeps Northern Nevada free, fair, and wild. A path that means freedom for all, including affordable housing.
I'm Greg Kidd, and I approve this message because I'm not from either political party. I'm for Nevada.
For 50 years, Nevada Heating has been keeping people comfortable in their homes. At Nevada Heating, call the Do It Right guys and get the air conditioning back on today. That's the Nevada Heating way. Why sweat for days on end when Nevada Heating can get your air conditioning fixed today? Call us today and we'll fix it today at 323-5585 or schedule us on our website at nevadaheating.com.
This is Nevada Newsmakers.
Welcome back to an all-new Nevada Newsmakers. I'm filling in for Sam Shad today. My name is Mike Draper. I'm a partner at Argentum Partners. And our guest is the co-founder and CEO of the McWinney Group, Chad McWinney. They're also the owners of the Cal Neva Resort at Lake Tahoe. So, Chad, we've mentioned a couple times that building is obviously very historic and is coming up on 100 years. It sounds like in 2026 since it was built. That kind of leads into the natural question, what are sort of the construction timelines and the plans for tying in that 100-year anniversary?
Yeah, so we're doing some site work and some remediation and structural repairs on the property now. Our goal is to open in 2026, and we're currently on schedule and excited about delivering a world-class resort to the North Lake Tahoe community.
Now, obviously, things like workforce for construction and supplies and that kind of thing are a little bit more challenging when you talk about Tahoe and the environment, getting up there and also needing to respect the environment. What kinds of challenges, Chad, are you expecting or do you see with that property?
For sure. One thing we've heard in talking to the community is we've heard a lot about concerns and needs around transportation and also workforce housing. So we are doing our best to make sure that we have some workforce housing on site, as well as we're looking to partner with local developers to make sure that we can accommodate additional workforce housing within the region. And then obviously working very carefully with both counties and the TRPA to make sure that everything we're doing is consistent with their vision and their goals and how we might be able to enhance them.
Chad, I'm going to put you on the spot a little bit. I know that McWinney Group has projects going on in many different markets. And especially when we're talking about historic projects like the Cal Neva is, or projects in a kind of blighted area, which relative to the rest of Tahoe, sort of that part of the lake has definitely seen its challenges. What kinds of programs are you seeing in other markets that seem to work well to work with developers to not just tear down a building and build something new, but to revitalize and restore those types of projects?
Yeah, it's a great question. I think every adaptive reuse project we've been involved in, maybe with the exception of one, has involved a public-private partnership. And the reality is it's almost impossible to take these type of projects on without a public-private partnership. A lot of times we're dealing with things that by themselves just aren't economical, but they may be such a treasure to the local community. So for example, in downtown Denver, the wrecking ball was going to be taken to Denver Union Station and a new office building built. And the community got together and created SOS, which stood for Save Our Station. And through the work of the local community, the state, the feds, the regional transportation district, et cetera, McWinney, Sage Hospitality, and others put together a public-private partnership to ensure the long-term revitalization and redevelopment of Denver Union Station. And there's just, for example, structurally, as we're starting to go through Cal Neva right now, there's a bunch of structural work that you just wouldn't do today. but you have an existing building, right? So you need to completely go in there and do things that are very expensive. And quite frankly, it would just be cheaper to tear everything down and start new. But we're not doing that. And so whether it's urban renewal authorities, redevelopment districts, some type of public-private partnership where we can take community capital and private capital and put it together to create a long-term world-class revitalization of the Calneva is typically what we see.
Are those conversations that you're having right now in Nevada?
We are. Nevada's been excellent to work with. We've had many politicians and community leaders out to the site. We've showed them what we want to do. We've gotten a lot of buy-in in terms of the vision. And now we're working with the both the state and the local community to with the hopes of putting together a public-private partnership to make sure that we that nothing gets value engineered and that this property is on vision, on brand, on schedule, on budget, et cetera.
We've got about 30 seconds left, so I'm going to ask you one more question, Chad. Might we see McWinney Group in other parts of Nevada working on projects in the future?
Absolutely. We love Nevada. This is our first project in Nevada, but one of the things we look for is pro-business community, pro-business economy, et cetera. We think Nevada has a ton of vision, and we're really excited to become a part of it.
Chad, really, really appreciate. Looking forward to having you on the show. I'm sure Sam is looking forward to having you on the show and getting updates about Calneva as you progress. And really appreciate your time this morning.
Sounds good. Thanks, Mike.
We'll be back on an all-new Nevada Newsmakers.
Save money and take transit. Did you know you can ride the bus all day for less than what it would cost you for a gallon of gas? Plan your trip now by going to rtcwashoe.com.
Imagine a magical garden that feeds Carson City's hungry and homeless, teaches our high school students agriculture, creates hanging floral displays to beautify downtown, and yet charges nothing. It's not magic. It's the Greenhouse Project. It's real, it's growing, and it needs your help. Go online to carsoncitygreenhouse.org so together we can grow it forward.
It happens. And when it does, there's UMC Quick Care.
Modern boutique Ahern Hotel and Event Center sits at the heart of the Las Vegas Strip. Two floors of meeting and event space are ideal for groups and conventions. Stay in one of 200 luxurious rooms and suites. Brand your event throughout the property. Flexible event spaces make for easy planning and personalization. Take over the entire hotel with a full buyout option.
Thank you for joining us today on an all-new Nevada Newsmakers. Again, I'm Mike Draper, filling in for Sam Shad. Make sure to catch us online, on our website, on YouTube. Anywhere you've got access to the internet, you can catch Nevada Newsmakers. Thanks for joining us.